Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, MAE2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
Me.
Yeah, my life is like an ocean, and I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken, and I feel them storms approaching, and all I see is this deep grave, and I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and not compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
Good morning. Motivational Monday with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Another chance to make wrong things right. Another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for every day that I'm able to open my eyes and praise you and have an opportunity to see my family, see my friends, make amends, you know, throw positive energy into the universe. It's Monday, man. Some people feel some sort of way about Mondays. Like, to me, it's a double blessing day. Monday, to me, is a double blessing day. You know, I'm blessed each day, but Mondays is like a double blessing. I guess because I get to do the show, and it's like almost like therapeutic for me. So shout out to all those on deck, man. I see y'all already. My phone lines is already Christmas. I love it. Because that just motivates me even more and inspires me more. And it really lets me know that this show is really effective. And I can't stop doing it. Sometimes, you know, I'll be like, oh, my God. You know, with everything I have on my plate, it's like sometimes, believe it or not, you know, to do this show, it pulls a lot out of me. But when I get on and the fact that everybody's listening and tuned in, the fact that everybody appreciates when I get on is what keeps me doing it. So thank you to all the support that I get, everybody that tunes in through, everywhere you tune in through, whether it be you're calling or you're just listening, you know, you click on the link when you see it, or go to www.lushradioonline.com and listen live from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the show in its archive. Either way, we appreciate you. We thank you. And you can also log into ma2k.com or e2kmagazine.com and get all this information. So, yes, another blessed Monday. Able to be here. There's so many things I want to talk to you guys about. And thank God that I have to write everything down. Otherwise, I won't remember. So, okay. So let's get to... Let me get to throwing out all the information that I have for you guys, and then, you know, I can proceed with my Monday chatter, my Monday inspiration. So, okay, so, guys, I'm going to be in New York next weekend. Next weekend, I'll be out there in New York. There's our first event. Let me read here from the Facebook event. I have a Facebook event running through there. It says E2K Magazine Networking with a Cause. So as you know, as everybody knows, you know, this is the time of year again, and we do this two or three times. I'm usually doing fundraisers for domestic violence women, the women and the families. But this time around, we're going to do for the homeless families in New York City. So I'm going to read from here. It says, it's that time again, royal families, to come together for some networking with a cause. You know, I love my networking, but there's always got to be a cause to it. So our people of interest, this event to service is the homeless families in New York City. So this event will be hosted by yours truly, me, and friends. And as always, we look forward to meeting all our social media friends in person, and we want to thank you ahead for your donations. If you're not in your city area and would like to still help out, you know, because you guys, you know, I have the best worldwide audience. So if you guys still want to help out, you know, we collect donations or you can do monetary donations to the PayPal, which is E2K Worldwide LLC. @gmail.com. I've been around long enough for you guys to know that every little bit that's donated, everything that we get, goes to the cause at hand. So the cause at hand this next weekend, which is July 23rd, will be used everything for the homeless families in New York City. Also, this year, for the first time, we're inviting you to join us for our first time ever Queen Honoring Award ceremony, given to those queens that represent the E2K movement, presented by E2K Magazine and sponsored by E2K Worldwide LLC. So this is our first time ever we are honoring, we're going to begin to honor, you know, these queens that are out there really doing the work. And the ones we're so, you know, proud of. I mean, listen, I deal with so many queens a day, so many women that are out there really, really, you know, fighting the good fight. And it's cool when we honor those that we know, you know, that are more familiar, that everybody kind of knows their name because they're famous, they're actors, they're, you know, they're rappers, they're, you know, community leaders. But what about our day-to-day women, our everyday women, you know, that are out there working, maintaining their families, but still come out and help others, still come out and fight the good fight? Those are the ones that I want to honor. You know, those are the ones that I see are left, you know, not being appreciated. So this is where E2K Magazine comes in, and I love, I've been wanting to do this award show. So I'm glad that finally 2016, we're about to kick it off. So we have a wish list, and the wish list for the fundraiser this Saturday in New York City at Isla Verde would be bed sheets, twin and full size preferred. It's blankets, travel size preferred, towels, toilet paper, soap, toothpaste, wipes, you know, you get it. Shampoo, rinse, body sprays, baby powder, water, lotions, makeup, nail care, items, socks, back to school supplies. Just to, you know, just to give you a little hint, just to name a few of the things that we are collecting. If you don't have time to go and buy anything and you want to donate that day, we will take that because we turn around then and buy these items and are able to give to all the organizations that we work with, one of them being the GNN Project that I personally love to always get involved with. I have another hardworking woman, which is Lila Green, that comes and for Hunks for Hope. And we also work, you know, we work with several organizations that are out there that I know personally are out there fighting the good fight. And shout out to La Nena, who donates her time to influence women to do self-defense classes. You know, she teaches the boxing. I'm going to take a class while I'm out there in New York City next week. So I'm excited about that. If you need any further information, Isla Verde is located at 1859 Westchester Avenue, and that's the corner of Leland Avenue. That's Bronx, New York, 10472. So I'll be out there as of 5 o'clock. So from 5 to 11, we're collecting all these donations for the homeless families in New York City. If you want to hang out after that, no problem. You know, we're there hanging out. We're there receiving. Whether I'm there or not, if you can make it earlier than 5 o'clock and want to leave your donations, you know, we will be blessed by it. If you want to do it after 11, we will be blessed by it because, you know, there or any other staff in Isla Verde will gladly take the donation and hold it for us, and we will definitely receive it so it's safe, you know. You can go there and donate your stuff, and it will be safe. Nobody's going to take it. We've never had a problem there at all, which is why we do a lot of our fundraisers there and our events there. So shout out to the entire Isla Verde staff for always showing us, you know, that love. I mean, without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be able to pull off a lot of the events that we do. So, you know, we appreciate you. We look forward to seeing you. The event is called E2K Magazine Networking with a Cause on Facebook. So if you need further information, make sure you do that. Or you email us to e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com or go to the website e2kmagazine.com or lushradioline.com or just follow us through all the social networks. Follow Emma E2K. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow E2K Magazine. We're Google Boo, somos Googleable. So you can just Google us and follow us. We'll follow you and, you know, see all the good things that we do, all the way we give back to our communities. And real quickly, you know, a little sidebar, just want to send out prayers to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who experienced, the killings of 3 police officers, and I believe another 3 were also injured. I'm not too sure if any civilians were injured as well. You know, prayers just to this world that's going crazy. You know, the devil's running amok, and he's trying to just keep our souls, so we need to stay vigilant. to everything that's happening. Okay, so I let you know about July 23rd. I also want to bring up next Monday after our Motivational Monday show, we hooked up with, we have the honor and the privilege to hook, we hooked up with one of my queen sisters out there who, okay, let me read what it says here. So it's all set, right? And this is a post done by Giselle Brea, and I believe that I have her, I want to say that I have her online. I'm going to bring her in after I announce this event for next Monday. So it's it says, it's all set, my birthday gift to you and the pursuit of happiness and your Motivational Monday host, which is me, truly, thank you, and E2K Magazine, will be in New York maximizing her time in town, which is me, right? Please, dad, come out, get a haircut, and bring your child as well. Single moms, bring your kids too for a free haircut on us. Woo! We're about to get free haircuts. Did you hear that, New York City? I don't think you, I don't think you heard what we said. Next Monday, we're giving out free haircuts. So after speaking to Javier and Norma from Beyond Academy, located at 121 Westchester Square, that's Bronx, New York, close to White Castle, they were more than happy to assist. So Monday, a new week to get motivated, to start your week right. We'll see you guys then. So it's the Pursuit to Happiness and E2K Magazine, the GNN Project, is going to be one of the Tales of a Survivor, the GB Project, the Especially Perfect Project. We're going to be out there in full force, man, in full effect, to give out free haircuts to dads that come and bring their kids, or single moms that have kids that need a free haircut in New York City in the Bronx, all right? So please make sure that you come out, and I, we would love to see you there. I would love, 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 all, I will love always meeting all my internet family, my worldwide family, my New York City family. I know it's going to be there in full fledged and effect. So I'm going to my phone lines real quick. I'm going to bring in Giselle. I hope that she's on.
Good morning, honey bunny.
Good morning, queen. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm reading that. I'm like, ooh, I'm excited.
Me too. I really can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to get my shape up too in the back. So, ooh, I can't wait.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm bringing Matthew with me. Because since it's, I mean, everyone that comes through that door between 1 to 5, it is free.
Yes.
And if you those times are not good for you, I forgot to put that post in. If those times are not good for you, just go in, and you got to make it a little earlier. Just mention MIE2K and Giselle, and you get it free as well.
Wow. Wow, wow. So you mean to say that if they don't make it, by from 1 to 5, if they go in after the fact and mention Emma E2K and mention Giselle, they still get a free haircut?
Yes, and if they come before the time, and on Monday is actually 1 to 5 is the time that we're going to be there. We want everybody to come out. But if by any chance,
yes,
I don't want, we don't want you to miss out on a haircut, on a free haircut for you and your kids. So you could come in earlier or after, and just mention MIE2K and Giselle, and you're good to go.
Wow. Wow, wow. What a blessing. I'm so excited. I can't even, man, today is not even over, and I can't wait till next Monday already. Like, wow. That's amazing. You know, I just love to always be part of things like this. I appreciate you. Thank you for honoring me and allowing, you know, me, E2K Magazine, to be a part of this. Like, this is the things that I talk about, you know what I'm saying? This is exactly the things that I'm you know, giving back, man. Giving back for the purpose of people really benefiting on what you're giving back for. Definitely shout out to the barbershop. You know, more barbershops need to stand up, man. More barbershops, more. It don't cost you much to get a free haircut there. Pick a day. Do it once a month,
yes,
every 3 months. You know, come on, what's up with that?
Yeah, it doesn't take that much.
Yeah.
And I thought Monday. I'm sorry. What you saying?
No, not only for barbers I was gonna say, but like beauticians, you know, beauticians and nail stylists and anybody that does stuff that requires the community to come in and spend some money. Come on, appreciation day, custom appreciation day, man.
Exactly, and the point is that the Monday was a perfect day. You'll be in town, and Motivational Monday is your thing. And let's start the week fresh. Let's start the week right. The week will be full of opportunities. And, you know, I don't know about men, but me, when I get my hair did, I feel good.
Right. That's me too, girl. I be getting my bag papered up. Oh, listen.
I feel good when I do. But, you know, I really can't wait for the award ceremony. Isabelle, I don't want to be there for a long time, but I do want to be there for the award ceremony, you know, because you are absolutely right. A lot of women, they're out there, they're always helping, and then they might not be in an organization and stuff like that, but they're doing the work, they're helping, and because of their help, make an organization success, you know. So every little bit, because everyday women, they still manage to do what they have to do at home and still spread themselves, love others, that is amazing, the word that you're given.
Yes. I mean, you know, we're often overlooked. Not that people should do things for awards, and we all understand.
No.
Because, you know, no, I mean, your average woman does things because that's what she does. You know, it's in her heart, and it's a calling,
yes,
that, you know, that we get to do, and that's our reward. You know, just doing it is our reward. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with still acknowledging that, you know, acknowledging,
yes,
that effort, because not everybody's doing that. And now in the world that we're living in, listen, oh, my Lord, have mercy. You know, we need to motivate and inspire all those that are doing great things to continue, just to keep going.
And by highlighting those, we inspire those to put some good. We need more good in the world. There's a lot of things going on. So highlighting,
absolutely,
people doesn't do it for our world, but highlighting it, showing appreciation, motivate others to do the same thing, and give that person that, you know what, you know, the inspiration to keep going, because it's good to be acknowledged. So I so want to see that award show.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm super excited. And we're not, you know, since this is our first one, we're not going to, you know, the person has been invited, but they don't know they're going to be honored. So that's going to be, like, super and double exciting because nobody knows.
Stop.
So
that's very good.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome for our first one. We're super excited. Maybe we might keep it like that as the years keep, you know, keep going. And, you know, you'll just be invited. You just got to go and see. Or maybe we will say it ahead of time. Who knows? You shouldn't have a speech ready. You should just be on the spot like, oh, my God.
That's right. You know, Emma, now that I'm on your phone, because remember, me and you on the 26th, we're having a panel with filming, Tales of a Survivor. And if any of your how you call that? ¿Cómo se dice eso, concho? Any of your
audience?
Yeah, you go. If any of your audience want to be a part of it, please to let you know, because on this panel that I'm, one of the shows that I'm trying to film on the 26th, which I am honored that you are welcome, you want to come on board, it's to talk about what's going on right now, your views, if you have any experience with police officers, whether it was good, whether it was bad, and what you think is needed for us to move ahead and leave those behind. So I want to talk about that. And I haven't named the topic yet, but, you know, it's about what's going on today, what's going on with the community, with the police officers and stuff like that. So if anybody wants an opinion, it's a freedom of speech. If anybody has an opinion or have an experience and want to talk about it, please come join us and let's let's get this done now. Disclaimer now. Remember, for those audience that doesn't know about Tales of a Survivor, we air in the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn, and Miami and Boston will be airing in the fall. But
awesome.
I really want, right now, I want to have a panel of at least fun.
I say creating dialogue is exactly what we need. Like, people don't want to talk about what's happening, but it's happening. It's happening.
It is happening. And if anybody wants to join us and they're not in the Bronx or can make it to the studio, they could join us via Skype.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. I'm definitely going to spread the word this whole week. I have some interesting people maybe that are in New York City that maybe will want to join this panel. I'm going to definitely reach out to them. I think it's very important that community leaders and activists come out and speak, you know.
Yes.
We have to definitely talk about it because we can't just ignore it and think it's going to go away. Listen, in the last month, we've lost too many people. I mean, just the last month, we're not even talking about further than that. You know, to say all the people that that have been affected, and it's just is out of control. It's out of control, and we need to really open our eyes with what's happening. You know, we can't ignore it. We can't just be like, oh, it didn't happen to me, or it didn't happen to my family member, or it didn't happen to my community. It may. It's just too close there. You know that.
Yes. You know, I
definitely.
If you could spread like, I reached out to Nini Ali because she's a community activist and she represents the youth. However, she will not be available today because she has a prior engagement. I would like to have a youth, you know, somebody from, you know, the next
that
generation to tell us what they think. Yes,
right.
Represent the youth. Yes.
Right. They're out there. Offhand, I mean, Nini would have always been the perfect person that I would have, you know, automatically come to mind. But I'm going to reach out to see through all my networks to see if we can get some young people or somebody that represents that, you know, that age bracket to be able to speak about what's going on as well. So I'm going to get on that.
I want a panel that will be me and you and three more.
Okay.
So a total of five with me.
Awesome. That's going to be exciting. So, wow. So there's, you know, I can't wait to be out there in New York City next. I'll be out there Saturday. Like I said, Saturday is La Verde. It'll be Monday, the barbershop. We're doing three haircuts. And then Tuesday will be the panel for Tales of a Survivor. So, if, you know, people, whoever's out there, please catch up with me. I'm good. I should be out there for maybe like a week's time, and I want to be able to meet up with as many people as I could, see as many people as I could, you know, that's out there in New York that I don't get to the chance to see. There's also a pool party I'm going to, but that's a private joint. I can't invite everybody, but I'll be out there doing some things, man. I'll definitely be out there doing some things. I'm seeing some loved ones. I'm spending quality time with other people. I'm visiting churches. You know, I'm just doing what I do. I appreciate everybody tuning in. All this information is going to be posted through this whole week, everything that I've announced, all these events. I will definitely be running it through all my networks. And,
You're going to be very busy on this trip.
I'm like, can I get this a day to do nothing? Nah, it don't work out like that.
It really doesn't.
I mean, I can get one day, I can get like an afternoon. No, is that going to work?
No, it doesn't. What you need to do is really sleep all you can on Friday.
I know.
Before you can.
Let's see about that. Anyway. I love you, sis. I will see you next Saturday this week. And I'm just excited, man. And please continue to do what God puts in your heart to do, which is to give back. Without not worrying.
Yes, absolutely.
I was coming back, and, you know, that's what I love about you. You just go out there and you just do, and then, you know, God, you make plans and then God makes plans for you. He makes them greater. So I appreciate you.
Oh, my God. Yes, he does. I was going one direction and now I'm going another one. Oh, my God. He is amazing.
That's what he does. I love those curveballs that he be throwing. Let me try to go into these two other calls before I go back into music. I appreciate you, sis, man. I'll see you soon.
See you soon, mama. Bye-bye.
All right. Salute, Queen. Salute. Let me go into my phone line. 917. Good morning, y'all. We're at M2K, please. 917-712. Good morning. Okay, cool. Like I said, if you guys can call and always listen, don't hang up. If I go into your phone lines and you don't want to speak, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here, to do the talking. And you could just listen. No problem. I love it. You don't have to hang up. Just stay quiet like you, the 917 caller just did now, and I'll just continue to the next caller. Good morning, 646.
¿Crees que voy contigo? ¿Te acuerdas que aquel día cuando no? Después, yo iba a buscar a la señora también. ¿Crees que voy contigo?
646, you're having a conversation, and I have to keep going. I will come back to you. Let me just play some music. I'll be right back.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't leave it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in on this with y'all. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall. You look like I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Oh, woo! Love him, I love him. I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. Okay, so I already shared with you all the stuff we're doing next week, starting Saturday, out in New York City. The 29th, when I get back, the 29th, I will be out in Florida, in Pinellas Park County, Feeding the Prisoners with my homeboy, Edgar, and some of other pastors out here from the Hillsborough area, Hillsborough County area. And I just, you know, got on board with them last month. And, again, you know, I love doing all this missionary work when we go out, actually feed the homeless and, you know, feed the prisoners and all that. It's a rewarding feeling to be able to know that you can service other people, you know. I'm just blessed. I'm going to go into my phone lines. I believe Edgar is on the line because yesterday he was feeding some of the homeless in Plant City. Let's see if he's on. 646-3-3. Good morning.
What's up, Mama? That's right. We're feeding the homeless and we're feeding the inmates. You know, thanks to God in Jesus' name, man. He's so strong, man. And I'm glad you came aboard, baby girl. I am so glad because you are so positive. I tell you, you are a positive energy. I mean, I could be down on the ground and I see you and I'm smiling. What's the stuff that I don't have?
Let's bottle it up, right? Let's bottle it up.
You know what? Exactly, what exactly. And right now, I'm going to Blanca's house. Go ahead, Mama.
No, I said what I have everybody can get is something that's actually free because, you know, God gives it to us. So it's just that God love. That's what that is.
That's right, that's right. And let me tell y'all something, everybody out there. Emma did a great job her first day. I threw her underneath the bus, the rug, the whatever. She had to say prayers every room we went to. And she did a great, great, great job. I was, wow. I was feeling the power. I was feeling electricity. I was feeling everything. I mean, that at the end, when she said the last prayer, we both have to sit down. We both have to sit down. And you know that. We both sat down.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. I mean, listen, definitely the Holy Ghost was up in there because it was just something beyond what I could have ever, you know, thought about. So, but I thank you, though. I thank you for the invite. I usually try to make everything that I'm invited to, you know, I'm only one person, so I try to be all over the place. But there's certain things that I really take to heart, which is the community stuff, you know, when it deals with the homeless and the family and, you know, the prisoners. Because we all from a bad choice away of being in any of those systems, you know, to be homeless or, you know, in that. So we got to continue to pray, to be positive. And help those that are in those situations. You know, we're no better. We can't. And, you know, that's basically what it is. But thank you, E. I appreciate you, too, for being out there in your community. You know, single dad, you know, going to church and doing things positive.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Hey, give me a call later on, Mommy. I got to talk to you about something else. I love you, sweetheart.
All right.
And be safe on your trip.
I love you. You have a blessed day. Yes, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, it's important for us to surround ourselves with that positive community, that positive group of friends, man. If you see that you're not, you know, your life is not being productive, then you got to look around you and really wonder, like, who do I put around me, you know? In my circle, who do I talk to? Who do I communicate with? Who do I do things with? And what are they doing? You know what I'm saying? And in return, if your answer is, you know, I'm not doing nothing good and the people around me are not good, then we need to make a change. Like, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Stop blaming other people and just make that change. So, July has been very busy for me. So, July 29th, we're doing that Pinellas Park, the prisoners, and the 30th. Oh, yes, the 30th. Pitbull will be in Tampa. Pitbull and Prince Royce at Elia Arena. And you already know E2K Magazine is in the building. And we will be representing Lush Radio Online. We'll be representing Emma E2K. Yours truly, I'll be out there, yep, with the one and only Mr. 305 and Prince Royce in Tampa. And that's on the 30th. So, you know, we had to finish July with a bang. I want to shout out to all those that this month I've been just going everywhere, just visiting everybody, just hanging out a little bit here, a little bit there. I've been all over the place, Lauderdale and Palm Bay, Florida. And, you know, people say, oh, Florida, you know, you're just right there. Listen, people, y'all don't understand. To get from one county to another is like 3, 4 hours, 5 hours drive. Like, I'm on a tour. I'm on a mini tour, you know what I'm saying? Because I drive to these places. It's no joke, you know, driving here, driving there, driving everywhere. But I make it happen because it's important for me to get that one-on-one with certain people. You know, it's important. Sometimes it's in a group, you know. Sometimes I'm able to, you know, be in a group, and sometimes, you know, it'd be one-on-one. But either way, it's my calling to go out there and plant seed, man, and to share that love that it just shines right through me, man. You know, I'm just excited. I want to let everybody know why I'm feeling this, you know, what is this glow that follows me and pursues me that everybody can get, that it's free. It don't have to be bottled up or you know, bought. You know, we all have the right to receive it and have it. And it's all about Jesus Christ, man, and Lord and Savior, you know, the higher power that we have. Everybody knows and everybody can agree, at least, you know, in different religions and all that. We can all agree that there definitely is a supreme being and a higher power. So in knowing that, you know, we need to seek a lot of knowledge, man, and enlightenment in our lives, especially when the devil is running amok trying to capture our souls, you know. So we need to do that for us, for our family, for our community, to be able to be in a better understanding, you know, because what we need is love, man. We got to stay away from fear and definitely promote a lot more love, you know. Shout out to all the women out there doing the work, man. I see y'all. Queens, salute to y'all. My New York City queens, man, we will be in the building July 23rd at Isla Verde. Make sure you come out, man. Our first queen ceremony. Oh, my God. I'm excited. Super, super excited. Woo! Can't believe it.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, aka Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless. We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on the catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag wrong road. But Jesus rocks the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent. With action and words, he led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Somebody said it would be.
Urban D, Roy Tash,
keep my head out of
Ambassador. Yeah. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip-hop, thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Violin in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog, searching for some real peace. I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams, selling lies on the television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we would talk cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel depressed. But even Drake said he wasn't satisfied. Bless. Nah, God we trust, yeah we straight. My go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you under what the truth telling. You're made for more than swerving. Oh, you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah, Tosh.
I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose the humble means. His whole fam's in the program. John 13, deal with the toe jam. Lay it right down, wave him right now. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
happy birthday shout out, man. Happy birthday shout out to Sasu, Lila Green, everybody that I've inboxed to say happy birthday, happy anniversary. Rest in peace to all those that we have lost, you know, this month of July. But people, let's keep prayers, man. Prayers definitely changes things. And shout out to all my New York City family, man. I will be seeing you next week, next Monday. I will definitely be out there broadcasting live. I can't wait to see some of you guys, man. And, man, salute to you, man. Like New York, New York. See you next week, guys. Stay blessed, man.
All looking pretty. No place in the world that can come here. Put your light.